morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Couch, and he's going to be visiting Atlantic in a couple of locations just coming right up. Hello to you, Steve.
Hello, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good, and I hope you're the same, because we are really looking forward to seeing you do two different kinds of programs on Monday, June 27th.
That's right. I'd like to tell the whole KJAN Atlantic audience that it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, and we'll go back and remind people of this, but the first program is at 2 o'clock at the YMCA, and it's about an hour, and people of all ages are welcome to attend.
Oh, absolutely. But before we start, LaVon, hey, Steve. Steve, who are you talking to?
Hey.
Oh, no. I didn't want the TV to come in on this because I thought it was going to be a serious. What are you talking about? Who is this? Hello? This is television. Who am I speaking with, please?
Television? You must be there with Steve.
I am. And who are you, please?
My name is LaVon.
LaVon? TV, what? Don't be rude to her. Anyway, what would you like to know, LaVon?
I would like to know what you are going to be doing in Atlantic on Monday the 27th. Just why are we bringing a TV? We have TVs in our home. Why do we need to have you come?
Well, of course you have televisions in your home. Everyone should have four televisions at least in their home. But the reason that we're here, TV, wait a minute. Let me tell them, because I'm going to get the information in. Well, fine. Anyway, television, I'm Steve Couch, and I have this television that I actually animated to become my ventriloquist dummy. Hey, who's the dummy here? Anyway, that's what I do. So the first show is going to be for the little kids. It's going to be the Amazing You and Your Body show, where we're going to look at all your different, where there's going to be optical illusions. There's going to be, even at the end of it, it's going to be the most wonderful organ in you body pageant. And that's going to be 2 p.m. at the
Nishna Valley YMCA, yes.
Nishna Valley YMCA at 1100 Maple Street. 1100 Maple Street. Yeah, you want to be... Hey, TV, do it like that guy. Do it like that guy. Okay. Yeah, it'll be wonderful. It'll be tremendous. It's going to be the most amazing show. I guarantee it. It's going to be amazing. Oh, yeah, okay. And also, at 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library, then we're going to do a show for the older kids. It's going to be the Teen Comedy Tour. And we're going to have all these funny songs. And, yeah, I'm going to tell you, LaVon.
Yes, TV.
Would you like me to tell you a joke right now?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, why is Cinderella such a bad basketball player?
She's not tall enough?
No, because her coach is a pumpkin. Anyway, for 5 p.m., that's not the kind of jokes you're
going
to hear.
I was going to say, this is a teen audience, I think you're going to. You're going to have to be a little more sophisticated, TV.
Exactly. And that's going to be at 5 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library at 507 Poplar Street.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Poplar, yes. Name of a tree.
And so come at 5, bring the whole family. It's going to be good for little kids. Yeah, it's going to be good for little kids because I'm doing it. Okay, TV. No, okay. Now, well, anyway, LaVon, you got anything else for us to say to the KJAN listening audience?
Well, we can ask TV here in a little bit, but I want to ask you, Steve, how did you get involved in all? This is quite a variety of topics and a variety of methods. Tell me a bit about how you got started in all of this.
Oh, all right. My mom was a school teacher, and I was on the road with all these bands. Like, the biggest one that you might know about was Chubby Checker.
Ah, yes.
And so I played the Twist every night for about a year. And so then I came home, and my mom's a school teacher, and so she was saying, well, the Iowa school system is looking for a song for Read a Million Minutes. And so I wrote a song called I Like to Read, which I'll be doing at the 2 p.m. show.
Okay.
And so then after that, I thought, I learned video. I became public access director in Muscatine and learned animation. And so after I got done with all of that, I wanted to do stuff to educate kids but in a really fun way. And so, like, I do shows, all my shows, at least for the little guys, have an educational content. Like, the Amazing Body Show is going to be about, you know, how you touch and how you feel. There's going to be not the hokey pokey. We're going to do the bony pokey to learn about bones and stuff like that. So it's real educational, but it's still really stupid and fun.
But so, Steve, it looks like to me, sounds like to me, you've tied together your many talents and experiences from your past to put these shows together for a variety of audiences. I mean, you're talking about 2-year-olds and who knows, grandmas and grandpas may show up. So you have to entertain everybody. And how did you find out all about the body?
Oh, well, you do massive amounts of
research. Okay. And thank goodness that information is out there, Steve. Now, I want to ask TV a question.
Okay.
TV, how did you get started in this business?
Well, it was by fabulousness, really, Lamod.
Oh, great.
It's the fact that I am so entertaining. This guy is just really hanging on my coattails. Hey, TV, knock it off. No, seriously.
Well, it does take a team.
Well,
right?
Not in this case.
Not in this case. You got to be plugged in somewhere by somebody's TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. He's always yanking my plug. Stop yanking my plug over here, Steve.
So in both of these, you're going to do singing and dancing and cartoons and a whole variety of things.
Oh, absolutely. It wouldn't be any fun unless we broke it up and did all sorts of cool stuff.
This is not just sitting and being educated.
No. But we will be handing out broccoli in the middle of the younger show.
Oh, I think that's great. Maybe a little cheese sauce.
Nobody wants broccoli.
Well, you got to call them little trees.
We do talk about the lungs, which is upside down trees.
Uh huh.
Yeah, upside down trees. Yeah.
And I'm thinking again with this younger age that you're targeting in the afternoon program at 2 o'clock. Again, parents, grandparents. Child care providers, whoever, are invited, and I'm thinking we're all going to learn something.
Preschools, anybody from like 2 to 10, just come on over. I guarantee you, you're going to have a good time.
Okay, and that is, all these programs, of course, are, there's no fee charge for that. Just
not
come on in to meet Steve and his TV program.
Yes, Steve.
And his TV, not program.
TV is Steve.
Yes. And are you going to get people involved in other than, I mean, actually coming up in front and kind of?
Well, for example, on the joke-telling contest, we're going to have, I mean, on the teen comedy tour, we're going to have a huge, gigantic joke-telling contest where they'll all come up and tell a joke like a stand-up comedian on the mic, and one of them will win the Groucho Marx nose of love.
All right. Prizes and everything.
Prizes and everything.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like we'll all learn something. But, hey, learning can be great fun, and that's what this is all about.
Learning is the most fun.
So, Steve, you said you'd go to schools and you go to libraries. And if people want to know more about you, where can they find out?
Just email me at steve@stevecouch.com.
Okay, and couch is just like the one you sit on, COUCH, stevecouch.com.
I'm working very hard to make it a household word, Levon.
Well, keep at the work, and you've got your work cut out for you on Monday, June 27th.
Yes.
And you're going to greet people at the YMCA in Atlantic at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
For everybody, but again, and that one's, we're all going to learn about our amazing bodies.
Amazing body.
Yes.
And then tell them about 5 o'clock.
And at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, you're going to be at the Atlantic Public Library.
Yes.
And it'll be Steve and TV.
Yes, it'll be the amazing, wonderful teen comedy tour.
All right. Sounds fascinating. We all need to come learn more about this. And again, thanks to our local community people who are making all this possible. We want to come see you on Monday, Steve.
Yay, hooray, come one, come all. Thank you so very much, Levon.
You bet. Have a great trip here. Have a great time in Atlantic. And all of you folks, come and get more acquainted with Steve. And until next time, just remember, learning can be fun.
Woo, KJN, woo.